Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yesterday on ESPN, Charles Barkley went on Get Up, and he was with Jason Williams and Mike Greenberg talking NBA basketball. And Barkley got Rip City all hot and bothered.
I got two sleepers for you.
Yeah.
In the Eastern Conference, the Philadelphia 76ers. But I'm going to tell you something.
Wow.
The one team in the Western Conference, if they get Nurkic back, and Zach Collins, nobody's going to want to see the Portland Trail Blazers. They got arguably, other than Clay and Steph, the best backcourt in the NBA. Yeah, Whiteside's been playing pretty good all year. But if they get Nurkic and Zach Collins back, nobody's going to want to see the Portland Trail Blazers.
And if they get in, they would probably play the Lakers in the first round.
I want to clarify right now. Chuck, are you saying that those two teams could win a championship, or are you just saying that they're sleepers?
Those two teams can win the championship.
Whoa, how about that? Let's start the party, huh?
Wait, that's 2 years in a row now.
Whoop,
he's done
whoop,
that.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
It's 2 years in a row. He picked Portland last year. He picked Portland last year. I remember him putting it on the post-it note.
Oh, when they went to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I know.
So I say, have a damn parade.
Chuck is he's Nostradamus.
Mm.
Make a run. 28 wins. Let's go.
All right, 503-250-1080. All right, who really does have a legitimate shot of winning an NBA title, though, this year? And can I explain maybe why he threw the Blazers in there? It's because I think he wants his 76ers pick to look a little bit better. You know, if you throw in the Blazers, all of a sudden the Sixers don't look like that far of a dark horse and a sleeper to win a championship.
The Sixers should not be considered a dark horse.
They're solid. Yeah, they're the sixth seed right now.
No, I mean, you're looking at they're one shot away from being in the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Yeah.
In the finals.
A ridiculous shot.
Yeah, not just a ridiculous shot, a shot that will go down in NBA history as one of the most legendary shots you'll ever see.
By the way, I think Chuck is just high on the Blazers because of Nurkic.
What did he say? Nurkic?
Nurkic. Well, I mean, if there's a guy named Nurkic that we don't know about and he's that good to make the Blazers win a championship, I'm all for it.
Bad boys.
Ooh. But do you know what the lowest seed ever to win an NBA title was?
Lowest seed to ever win an NBA title.
Yeah.
I'm going to say sixth seed.
Yeah. Yeah. Houston Rockets, 1995.
Five?
Yep.
Michael Jordan was trying to hit baseballs.
They, as a six seed, they won the NBA title. Obviously making some moves near the deadline, but that's the lowest seed to ever win an NBA title. And the Blazers would be no better than an eight seed if they were to go.
Hey, it's a pandemic. Stranger things have happened, and they're going to play basketball in a bubble. You mean to tell me that if any of these old players, they can't knock the rust off in a couple weeks, next thing you know, Blazers just, by the way, knock off the Lakers. Dwight Howard's not going to be there. LeBron is older. Anthony Davis, kind of injury prone. Kind of injury prone. Kyle Kuzma's on the side of do I go or do I not go? I mean, who are you gonna lean on in that?
Here's my question for you.
I mean, this is
even if Anthony Davis does not play, and you know, God forbid, knock on wood, that he, if he got hurt,
I don't want to see any injuries.
Yeah, no,
to
you don't.
Ever.
You don't want.
I don't
you don't
wish
want that
injury
to,
on
no,
anyone ever.
That's not what we're doing.
No, I know.
But God forbid it would happen. Would the Blazers still be able to beat the Lakers?
Well, the like question
even,
is
even
Zach,
without
I heard if
Anthony
Zach
Davis
and Nurk are playing. I haven't heard any announcements yet. I haven't. The Blazers have all mum's the word. None of those guys have come out and said I'm in. We haven't heard that yet. So until we see that, then the Blazers are.
I mean, they've said it on social media.
No. I'm waiting for their head coach or their general manager to say it.
When would they say that though?
When they show up to the bubble, wherever that's at.
Yeah, they're not doing their media stuff.
I could say anything on social media. You can take social media for what it's worth. You need to hear from the actual people that are making the decisions about starting lineups. Well, and because players all want to play.
Last week, Collins did say that he got a full clean bill of health by the team doctor, and he's been given the green light to resume full basketball activities. And so there's that.
There's that. That's basketball activities. That's not full starting. That's not in the lineup on the roster on 15 yet. I got to hear from Coach Stotts. That's the guy that you really want to hear. It's like, hey,
I don't think we do. I mean, it's them saying it though. I mean, these are quotes from Zach Collins saying like, hey, I'm ready to go. I'm looking at an article right now. That's the front page of the Oregon Live,
right?
You know, and it's him saying,
I haven't heard Neil O'Shea or Terry Stotts say one word yet.
Well, no, cause they haven't been doing media stuff.
Yeah.
You know, okay. But it does look like those guys are going to be back. And this text 503-250-1080 saying Whiteside's been pretty good shows Charles has only looked at Hassan's usually empty stats in the box score.
Hassan's been great.
He's been solid, but it's not the hollow stats. Like, I mean, his numbers are really good and like that. Don't deny that. But usually guys that have, and this is what the Whiteside haters will always say is that, well, okay, then why isn't his team winning more if he's putting up these great numbers, you know? But, dude, he's kind of done what the Blazers have asked him to do, which is, you know, bridge that gap until the cavalry can come and return. I mean, what more?
I thought he's had a great year for somebody that has never played under this organization, was coming in as a guy that didn't know what he was getting into, and he hasn't changed from being a Miami Heat player to a Portland Trail Blazer. He's the same guy.
16-14.
Yeah, he's the same guy. I don't know what you expected, and he did a great job. He's a good rim protector, solid player, done some good things here. He's a big 7'2 guy that takes up space, blocks shots. He's not the most dynamic offensive guy, not the most aggressive, but he does an excellent job.
This text from TJ, P1 Husky / Blazer fan. Ooh, that was Don't Sleep on the Utes. But he was just a Husky fan then. Now he's added Blazer fan to it. He goes, I agree with Chuck. Don't sleep on him.
Yeah, I won't sleep
on him. Don't sleep on him. The Portland Trail Blazers heading back to the bubble, in all likelihood an 8 seed if they even make the playoffs. Charles Barkley says nobody's going to want to see them when they head to Orlando if Nurk and Collins are healthy.
Maybe if I deciphered that a little bit and I just kind of read through it, is that it doesn't mean that they'll be a dominant factor. But as an 8th seed, that's not an easy 8th seed. Like a 1-8, if the Lakers are like, man, we just wanted to have a nice little 5-6 game series. This one could be a 7-game battle. It could be a battle royale that they're not willing to want to take and use all that energy up right when you get to a bubble. You're like, right out of the gate, we got to face these guys? I think that's kind of what he means, and that's true. I believe that.
Well, I think that him saying at the very end of that, no, they are a championship contender. I don't know how much he believes that.
Yeah, that's a reach.
I'd say so.
It's a reach.
503-250-1080. Chuck's all in on the Blazers and the 76ers as a sleeper. How many legitimate title contenders are there? It's been a while since we kind of took a look at the NBA and been like, hey, these teams can do it. Dusty and Cam on the fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.